Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A this afternoon with the Chapin sisters. Abigail and Lily join us today. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. They've got the CD out, their first full-length debut. Well,
it's our second,
the
actually.
Second? Oh, I thought we had two.
Yeah, two is our second full-length, and we have one from a couple years ago called Lake Bottom.
Okay, I don't think we've ever had that, so I'll have to get that from you before you leave. Yeah. But we'll talk about what's been going on and growing up with such a musical family and things like that. But what's this first one you're going to do for us?
It's from the new album, too, and it's the second track from that. It's called I Can Feel.
Abigail and Lily Chapin live from Studio A, and that's a live version of a track that's off their latest album entitled Two, and they are unfortunately aren't going to play tonight in Columbus, but they're passing through, and thanks for making a stop to share some stories and your songs today with us. I think you're headed up to New York. Is that you're headed on your way? And you guys grew up in New York, in the Hudson Valley, and born in Brooklyn. Are you going to be close in that area, or where are you headed?
We're trying
next?
To make it back to our parents' house tonight, which is in the Hudson Valley.
Okay, so.
But yeah, our next show is actually in Woodstock, New York.
Nice. And you've been out on the road for a while, and then quite a bit this whole year. A lot of people have heard about the Zooey Deschanel and Mem Ward tour, she and mm-hmm. him. And how was that going? You're now living in L.A., is where you guys live now.
Yeah.
And that's where they live, too, I believe, Zooey.
Zooey lives there. Matt actually lives in Portland, and so do the rest of the She and Him band. There's a drummer, bass player, and a guitar player, and they... All the guys live in Portland. All the girls live in LA. So.
Now, where did you guys hook up with them and to connect and say, let's do this tour together? Was it agency? Was it friends? Or
it was friends. It was, well, they were looking for backup singers. And I think their previous backup singer on their first tour actually recommended us. And Zooey kind of had just seen us play based on being in LA and kind of knew people who knew us. And so they came to us. Out of that, and then offered us also that we could open all the shows, or most of them that weren't festivals, and mm-hmm. So that was really great. So we kind of were doing double duty on those
right.
shows.
So backup singing and then opening up shows,
yeah.
And now back out on your own, doing a whole string of another slew of dates, and hopefully they'll be back in Columbus in the near future, so we can check them out live. Well, I can right now, but we want Columbus to share, but they can hear you now, and hopefully you don't mind if we take a couple pictures so we can let people see what's going on for a little bit. But and then, of course, there's a little music in your blood from, you know, your father, Tom Chapin, and your uncle, you know, God rest, Harry Chapin, and Jen Chapin's been in here, cousins. And talk about, I think they grew up in the New York area, too. Talk about growing up as girls and all the music you did and other things, too.
Well, it's interesting that you say as girls. People always ask us about our family, and we always forget to mention that the older generation of musicians in our family were all guys, mm-hmm. and now the younger generation is all girls, so it's kind of funny. It all started with our grandfather, Jim Chapin. He was he dropped out of Bard College after his freshman year because he had been listening to a bunch of his roommate's jazz records, and he started just going into New York City and going to the jazz clubs, and he started playing drums, and he became so obsessed with it that everything else in his life sort of, you know, played second fiddle to the drums, and he went on to become a great teacher of jazz drumming and passed on some techniques that had almost been lost from a wonderful teacher named Sanford Moeller and from some old Civil War drummer boys. So he just passed away last year, but he was the first musician in the family, and he... you know, our dad and our Uncle Harry and our other Uncle Steve all got their sort of this feeling of music is this joyful thing that we can all enjoy together from watching their dad have such a great time doing it. And I guess it's kind of contagious.
So you probably can't remember not playing instruments and not having that around you.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure you did other things.
Yeah, from the time we were... we started taking piano lessons, both of us, in first grade, I think, and then we both played in the orchestra, and it was important to our parents that we play instruments, but we were lucky that we went to schools where that was also required of us, and it's definitely something that's getting, I mean, being on this campus, I don't know if everyone knows where we are, but seeing that this is a school for the performing arts, and it's really great to see that that still exists in some public schools because it's really dwindling. And I think that we were lucky, really lucky growing up, that it wasn't just a part of our family. It was like, it's one thing if your parents make you do it, but if all your friends are playing music and everyone's really right. into it together, it's even more, it just is that much more powerful because kids will do what their friends want to do. And so I think we were lucky in that way that it wasn't just... something that went on at home, but it was like at school too, which is sadly being lost in our culture a lot. So
it's the Chapin Sisters live from Studio A this afternoon, and they're going to play a couple more for us. And their latest CD is entitled Two. That's TWO. And what's this next one you're going to do?
This one's called Palm Tree.
All right.
Free.
So beautiful. The Chapin Sisters live from Studio A, Palm Tree. It's off their latest album, 2. And again, they're not playing in Columbus tonight, unfortunately, but they're taking the time out to play live for us today here, passing through on their way up to New York and headed out for some more shows. And then big stuff for the holidays. Are you sticking around with family here over on the East and then headed back to the West? Or what's your plan?
We're splitting up. Abigail is going to stay on the East Coast and do our East Coast family Thanksgiving, and I'm going to the West Coast to do our California Thanksgiving. Nice. We've got a very bi-coastal family. Half of it is in New York and half of it's in LA. So this year we've decided to each
split up
do
duties.
One.
Not duties, but you know, got to share the love there, yeah. Right? And Dan, our boss who you met out before you came in, was talking about the Make-A-Wish show that your dad did. Do you remember that? I don't remember.
No, that was long before we were born, but I do have one of the craziest experiences of my young life was in first grade. You know, it was before YouTube, obviously, and like even really VCRs that much. At least the show was definitely before people could record on VCRs. And when I was in first grade, instead of having a substitute teacher one day, they brought in like a reel-to-reel player and played an episode of Make-A-Wish, which I had never seen, nor had I don't think I'd really heard of it. Like, I didn't know about it. And it's a really trippy show. It was very 70s. It's kind of like a lot of word games and like, our uncle Harry actually wrote all the music for it, and it was before our dad was really a songwriter, and it was before Harry was like the same year that Cats in the Cradle broke, so he was like kind of just starting out, and he was writing all these songs, and one of them is one of his sort of most beloved songs he actually wrote for Make-A-Wish. It's called Circle, All My Life's a Circle, and so if anyone knows that song, it kind of gives it's like a circle, and it's all the different things that a circle can be, and that's kind of what the show is about, like all the different things that a word can be. It's like a ball and the world.
It was very stream of consciousness. Yeah,
very 70s kind of.
In the opening segment, he's singing about all these things, and then he sings about flying high, and he literally flies up into the sky, into the clouds, and there's cartoons.
You can see it on YouTube.
It's pretty great.
They have some.
It really holds up as being just kind of wild.
You just search Tom Chapin, Make-A-Wish. But at any rate, just to finish my story, suddenly the whole class, I was really, really shy and like didn't have a lot of friends in first grade, and suddenly the whole class like turns around and is like, that's Abigail's daddy. And I think I started crying and like left the room. And then, you know, I had to really reprimand him for not preparing me for that. But yeah, so since then, it was really, for a long time, it was really hard to find because it was on ABC, which is owned by Disney. And you know how things go back into the Disney vault and are never seen again? That kind of happened. But it's out of the vault now. And some of it's on YouTube, and they're sort of in discussion to make a DVD best of. Because it's really, I mean, we talk to people all the time who loved that show.
Yeah.
Kids and like adults alike. It was definitely one of those kids shows that had crossover appeal.
I think a lot of college students like to get stoned and watch it.
Yeah, it's kind of had like a stony,
we hear that it had a bit of a cult following.
You did say it was trippy.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for being here. It's nice to meet you, and thanks for sharing your stories and playing live for us.
Thanks for having us.
Love the new album, and can't wait to hear the last one, too.
Yeah, we're going to actually play a song from the first album, just so you can get a taste.
All right.
It's also on our EP.
Oh, you maybe have our
the
EP.
Wind Blow.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's on that one, too.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks.
My baby hates me, and it's nobody's fault but mine. He said he'd leave me, but he sure